次来学习马可福音第九章。
So now we will begin studying Mark chapter 8.
那在第九章之前，我们稍微回到第八章的最后。
And we will go to the last part of chapter 8.
好像第八章的最后从30节开始预言主耶稣要受难，然后要复活。
And in the last part of chapter 8, starting from verse 30, it is a prediction of how Jesus will suffer and resurrect.
主耶稣受难的原因就是要为我们的救恩付出赎价。
And the reason for Jesus' suffering is to pay this price for our salvation.
主耶稣的复活，就是我们复活的一个榜样。
And the resurrection of Jesus is an example for us.
所以人生的集中追求就是回到父那里去。
So the ultimate pursuit of our lives is to return to the Father.
父就是天上的神。
The Father is the God in heaven.
那主耶稣说：“我就是道路、真理、生命。
And Jesus says that I am the way, the truth, and the life.
”所以主耶稣借着他的受难流血，铺了一条回到父的那一条路。
So the suffering and the blood that Jesus shed for us has paved a way for salvation to the Father in heaven.
那我们人生最后的终点就是回到神那里去。
And the last point of our lives is to return to where God is.
那主耶稣已经完成他的部分。
Jesus has finished his part.
那我们信耶稣以后要怎么来走完这条路呢？
So after believing in Jesus, how can we finish walking on this journey?
就进到34节到35节。
Then we enter into verse 34 and 35.
就是要舍己，背十字架来跟从主耶稣。
Which is to deny ourselves, to take up the cross, and to follow Jesus.
舍己就是没有我自己啊。
To deny yourselves means that there is you do not you do not recognize yourself.
我们在没有信主以前呢，一切都以我为中心。
Before you came to believe in the Lord, everything was centered around you.
那信主以后要以主耶稣为中心。
But once we have come to believe in the Lord, then everything is centered around the Lord Jesus.
这个是一个很大的改变。
And this is a very drastic transformation.
那这个改变的第一步就是要舍掉自己。
And the first part to this change is to deny yourself.
那接下去背十字架。
And next, Jesus took up the cross.
十字架是什么？
What is this cross?
我们要跟从主所引起的各样的牺牲、痛苦、代价，这个就是十字架。
We need to be able to be willing to follow through the suffering and the denial and the sacrifice of Jesus.
那舍己的最大表现是什么？
So, what is the greatest way you can demonstrate self-denial?
就是从35节一直到38节。
It is shown in verse 35 to verse 38.
就是愿意为着我们的信仰付出生命的代价。
Which is being willing to pay this price of your life for our faith.
当我们开始信耶稣，我们都一直想要从耶稣得到恩典。
Initially, when we believe in Jesus, we hope to receive blessings.
那我们一生也真的得到很多神的恩典。
And throughout our lives, we really do receive many blessings from God.
但是当我们的信仰越来越成熟，
But as we mature in our faith,
我们就开始想啊，我要怎么来付出。
We begin to think about how we can pay, how we can sacrifice for God.
哦，那最后的付出就是我愿意为着信仰，为着福音付出我的生命。
And the greatest thing that we can give to God and sacrifice to God is our lives.
那付出生命，我就没有生命了。
So once I give my life to God, I don't have a life anymore.
好，所以三四五节告诉我们哦，为救自己生命，必要上吊生命。
But in verse 35, it says that whoever desires to save his life will lose it.
就是说我为着保守我自己肉体的生命，我不愿意跟从耶稣，受逼迫的时候，我不愿意承认耶稣，哦，那这个叫做救自己的生命。
So what it means to save his life is that while I am living, I am unwilling to suffer along with Jesus and to sacrifice following the example of Jesus.
那这样我们要上吊生命，这个生命就是最后天国的永生。
And this life that he ends up losing is this eternal life in heaven.
但是如果有一个人为着主耶稣跟福音啊而丧失生命，好像保罗到最后是为主殉道。
But if someone is willing to sacrifice their life for the sake of Jesus and eternal salvation, then they will be like Paul who became a martyr.
那最后他要得到生命。
And in the end, he will receive life.
所以保罗说，有公义的冠冕为我存留。
So that is why Paul says that there is a crown of righteousness that is waiting for me.
虽然他殉道，
Even though he was martyred,
但是他得到属永远的生命。
But he received the eternal life of the Lord.
而且在天国有公义的冠冕。
And in heaven, there was the crown of righteousness.
所以生命很宝贵。
So our lives are very precious.
所以三十六节，你赚得全世界，赔上自己生命有什么益处呢？
That is why in verse 36, it says, what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul?
也就是说生命的价值超过全世界。
Which means that the value of the life surpasses the value of the world.
所以为着赚得全世界，失掉自己生命，这是划不来的。
So if you lose your own soul in order to gain the whole world, this is not worth it.
但是如果为着主耶稣，跟他的救恩丧失生命，这样这个人就会得到最宝贵的永生，还有天国的福分。
But if someone loses his own soul for the sake of Jesus and salvation, then he will be able to partake in the heavenly kingdom.
所以信耶稣要有一个心理准备。
So when we believe in Jesus, we need to prepare our hearts.
愿意为着走天国路付出一切，包括我自己的生命。
To be willing to sacrifice everything on this journey into heaven, including our own lives.
那这样我们就可以走到天国。
And in this way, we can finish walking the path to heaven.
但是人常常是为着很不重要的事情，没有办法再继续走天国路。
But many of the times, due to things that might not be as important, many people are unable to finish walking this journey.
所以这个再让我们来思想，我们生活应该要怎么过。
So this allows us to reflect on how we should walk this journey.
好，我们看第九章的第一节。
So let us look at chapter 9, verse 1.
这里讲啊，在没有常识位以前，要叫神的国大有能力降临。
So in verse 1 it says, there are some standing here who will not taste death till they see the kingdom of God present with power.
哦，那这个神的国啊，就是神在作王的地方。
The kingdom of God is where God is king.
然后神的国第一个在人的心里面。
And the kingdom of God is first in the hearts of man.
那第二个，神的国就在教会里面。
Second, the kingdom of God is in the church.
那第三，神的国就是在天国。
And third, the kingdom of God is in heaven.
那人要进到神的国，最重要的条件就是悔改受洗。
And in order to enter into the kingdom of God,a requirement is to repent and be baptized.
当我们的罪洗净了，我们就进入神的国里面。
When our sins have been cleansed, then we can enter into the kingdom of God.
那赦罪的洗礼在什么时候发生呢？
So this washing of regeneration, when does this happen?
是在《使徒行传》第二章，圣灵降临，有圣灵的权柄替人施洗啊，这个就是赦罪的洗礼。
So it happens in Acts chapter 2, where the Holy Spirit descends, and the Holy Spirit needs to be at work during baptism.
所以施洗约翰也替人洗礼，但是这是代表悔改。
So John baptized people as well, but this was a baptism of repentance.
但是圣灵降临啊，这种施洗才是赦罪的洗礼。
But the baptism that happens when the Holy Spirit descends, this is the true baptism that cleanses sins.
对，这里讲神的国大有能力降临，是指着使徒行传圣灵降临赦罪的洗礼开始。那这个就是神的国大有能力降临。
So the kingdom of God present with power refers to how in Acts the Holy Spirit descended and people are able to be baptized with the Holy Spirit.
那我们看第九章的第二节一直到十三节。
So now let us look at chapter 9, verse 2 to 13.
啊，这个是在讲主耶稣变貌。
This is talking aboutJesus transfiguring on the mount.
所以第二节后面说暗暗上了高山。
So in verse 2, it says that they went up on a high mountain.
这个变貌是在山上发生的。
So this transfiguration occurred on the mountain.
那山上的主耶稣跟山下的主耶稣是同一个人。
The mountain on...the Jesus who was on top of the mountain was the same Jesus as in the bottom of the mountain.
那山下的主耶稣啊，圣经说他没有外貌。
And the Jesus who was at the bottom of the mountain, the Bible described as someone who had no outward appearance.
啊，这个没有外貌啊，就是没有外在的条件。
So having no outward appearance means that he had.No outward qualities.
没有家乡美容，没有家世背景。
He had no family background or any family status.
没有受好的教育。
And he had no education.
没有放枕头的地方，连这是非常非常的贫穷。
And he didn't even have a place to put his head, and so he was very poor.
所以山下的主耶稣好像没有办法吸引人。
So it seemed like the Jesus at the bottom of the mountain was unable to attract others.
但是山上的主耶稣变貌，也就是把他在灵界里面的荣耀显现出来。
But Jesus transfigured on the mountain and he displayed his inward glory.
因为主耶稣外面的人是跟我们一样。
Because the outward being of Jesus is the same as us.
但是主耶稣里面那个人啊，加拉太书说他是把神的本性具体的活出来。
But in Galatians, it tells us that inwardly, Jesus was manifesting the nature of God.
所以神的本性有形有体的居住在主耶稣里面。
So the nature of God was physically displayed in Jesus.
所以山上变貌就是他在灵界里面把神的荣耀显现出来。
So the transfiguration of the mount was Jesus displaying the glory of God in the spiritual realm.
那为什么主耶稣要变貌？
So why did Jesus need to transfigure?
其中有一个原因，就是要让这三个门徒对主耶稣有更深的认识跟体验。
One of the reasons why was because Jesus wanted these three disciples to have a deeper experience of God.
所以如果我们在看彼得后书的第一章。
So if we turn to 2 Peter chapter 1.
彼得后书的第一章。
2 Peter chapter 1.
16节。
Verse 16.
我们从前将主耶稣大能而他降临的事告诉你们，不是随从乖巧捏造的虚言，乃是亲眼见过他的威荣。所以这里彼得在讲，我把主耶稣的大能告诉你，这不是人想出来的一个故事。
So here Peter says that what Peter is saying, telling these people is not a story that people came up with themselves.
这主耶稣亲眼看过，这彼得亲眼看过主耶稣的威荣。
Peter had witnessed the glory of Jesus firsthand.
而且，他听过神在这个山上讲话。
And he had heard the voice of God speaking on the mountain.
所以十七节他从父神得尊贵荣耀的时候，从极大的荣光中有声音向他显现说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
So in verse 17 it says, For he received from God the Father honor and glory when such a voice came to him from the excellent glory, This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased.
所以在变貌山上，彼得看到主耶稣的荣耀，彼得听到神宣告他是神的爱子。
So on this Mount of Transfiguration, Peter witnessed the glory of God and also God declaring Jesus as his beloved Son.
那这个变貌山上的体验非常的清楚，非常的深刻，刻在彼得的心中。
And this experience on the Mount of Transfiguration was left a very deep impression on Peter.
所以彼得在见证的时候说，我们所看见，我们所听见的，我不能不说。
And that is why when Peter was testifying, he said that he had to say what he had seen and heard.
因此虽然受到很大的逼迫被放出去，他继续传主耶稣复活。
So even though he had suffered an abundance of persecutions, he still went out to preach the resurrection of Jesus.
因为他真的有看到他的荣耀，有听到神对他的宣告。
Because he really saw the glory of God, and he became a martyr for God.
那在变貌山上如果我们回到马可福音第九章。
So if we return back to Mark chapter 9.
这里说第四节有以利亚同摩西向他显现。
It says that Elijah and Moses appeared to them.
跟主耶稣说话。
And they were talking with Jesus.
那为什么会描写以利亚跟摩西？
So why would it describe Moses and Elijah?
如果我们看路加福音二十四章。
If we turn to Luke chapter 24,
27节,
verse 27.
于是从摩西和众先知起，凡经上指着自己的话，都给他们讲解明白。这里记载有两个门徒离开耶路撒冷，要往以马忤斯去。
Here it describes how there were two disciples who were leaving Jerusalem towards Emmaus.
他们面带愁容，然后离开耶路撒冷，就是表示离开神的殿，表示他们的信心越来越转弱。
They felt very down, and they were leaving Jerusalem, and so it represented their weakness.
然后主耶稣跟他们同行。
And Jesus walked with them.
然后跟他们在讨论圣经的道理。
And Jesus discussed the teachings of the Bible with them.
然后主耶稣用摩西跟众先知的话来证明他就是基督。
And Jesus used Moses and the prophets to prove that he was the Christ.
所以摩西写的书跟众先知写的书里面都有预言主耶稣的降生。
So the words written in the books of Moses and the prophets all have prophecies of Jesus.
所以摩西他就代表律法以利亚就是代表这个先知。
So Moses represented the law and Elijah represented the prophets.
那他们都是在见证救主的将要来到。
And they all testify the eventual coming of the Savior.
所以律法跟先知这好像是个影子但是那个实体就是救主耶稣的降生。
So the Moses and the prophets are like a shadow, but Jesus is the concrete manifestation of these prophecies.
那看到主耶稣变貌有什么感觉？
So how did they feel when they saw Jesus transfigured?
我们看回来看马可福音第九章。
Let us look at Mark chapter 9.
第五节。
Verse 5.
彼得对耶稣说，拉比，我们在这里真好。
Peter said, "It is Rabbi, it is good for us to be here."
为什么在这里真好？
Why is it good for us to be here?
山上不是什么都没有吗？
On the mountain, isn't there nothing?
大家都想要住在都市里面啊。
Everyone wants to live in the middle of the city.
但是当他看到耶稣变貌，他就觉得我们在这里真好。
But when he saw Jesus transfigured, he thought it was good for us to be here.
因为前面就讲在第二节变的形象衣服放光洁其洁白所以主耶稣的容貌放光衣服洁白。
Because in verse 2 and 3 it says that Jesus was transfigured and his clothes became shining and exceedingly white like snow.
这个就是神的荣耀。所以当一个人看到神的荣耀的时候，这个就是他一生最大的满足。当一个人看到神的荣耀，这就是他最大的满足。
When someone sees the glory of God, this is his greatest satisfaction.
那这个遍貌山上的体验在什么时候有呢？
So when will someone have this experience of being transfigured on the mount?
当我们很清晰的在祷告神。
When we are sincerely praying to God.
那圣灵充满。
And the Holy Spirit fills us.
我们会觉得那真的是对神很清楚同在的体验，我觉得非常好。
And we will feel like this is a very clear experience of God, and it will be very good for us.
哦，那有时候我们在教会开灵恩会、学生灵恩会、神训班，哈，如果大家很认真在追求神。
And when we attend our spiritual convocations and student spiritual convocations, when we see everyone really diligently pursuing after God,
那渐渐我们的心离开了世界，就越来越靠近神。
Then gradually our hearts will depart from the world and we will draw nearer to God.
那我们被圣灵充满，感觉到神的同在。
When we are filled with the Holy Spirit, we experience the abidance of God.
那种平安，那种喜乐，就是遍冒山上的体验。
And that type of peace and joy is the same experience on the Mount of Transfiguration.
那是我们完全的满足。
It is our complete satisfaction.
哦，这个就是我们信仰的追求。
And this is the pursuit of our faith.
哦，所以我们看主耶稣变饼给5000个人吃。
So when we see Jesus feeding the 5,000,
但是主耶稣变貌只有3个人看见。
There were only 3 people who witnessed the transfiguration of Jesus.
所以在教会里面体会到主耶稣给我们肉体上、物质上、今生上的恩典很多。
So within the church, experiencing the physical blessings of Jesus is very common.
但是在教会里面真的有体验，我跟神非常的亲密，神就住在我里面，我真的是很满足哦，这样的人不多。
But within the church, truly being able to experience a personal relationship with God and feeling like you're very close with God, not many people have experienced this.
但是如果我们的信仰真的达到那个程度，
But if our faith really comes to that point,
我们真的不会去贪爱世界。
Then we really will not we will not love the world.
因为我们在这里真好啊，我怎么会再回到世界去呢？
Because we feel like it is so good to be here, why would we want to go back to the world?
所以彼得他不下去啊，他要做三座棚，永远住下来。
So Peter did not want to leave the mountain, and he wanted to make 3 tabernacles for them.
那我们现在就缺乏这个体验，所以我们一直停留在山下，想要吃饼，我们就不愿意上山。
So if we are lacking this experience, then we will continually want to be at the bottom of this mountain.
所以信仰成长应该是越来越上到山上，跟神越来越亲密。
So when we grow in our faith, we should be climbing this mountain to become closer to God.
那从第九节到十四节。
So from verses 9 to 14.
这个是在讲以利亚将要来到。
Here it talks about the coming of Elijah.
那以利亚来到是什么意思？
So what does the coming of Elijah mean?
那个以利亚就是指着施洗约翰。
Elijah is describing John the Baptist.
所以12节。
So in verse 12.
以利亚固然已经先来复兴万事，但是不是指着人子说他要受苦被人轻慢吗？这是13节。我告诉你们，以利亚已经来了，所以施洗约翰已经来了。那最后他们施洗约翰被逼迫殉道了。
So John the Baptist had already come, and in the end he was persecuted and he became a martyr.
所以他的铺路的工作已经结束了。
So his job of paving the way for Jesus was finished.
所以他就殉道了。
And so he was martyred.
这个也告诉我们，我们人活着，如果神要我们的工作还没有做完，不会死。
So this also tells us that in our lives, if the work that God has called us to do has not been completed, then God will not call us to die.
好像保罗在监牢里面，腓立比书，他说，我是死好还是活好？
Just like in Paul when he was in prison, in the book of Philippians, he said that, should I live, is it better to live or to die?
但是他相信他不会死。
But he believed that he would not die.
啊, 因为神还有工作给他做。
Because God had work for him to do.
啊, 所以以利亚的工作做完, 啊, 他就殉道了。
So after the work of Elijah was completed, then he was martyred.
那殉道以后,主耶稣就开始传福音。
And after he was martyred, Jesus began to preach the gospel.
啊, 因为这个工作是, 啊, 接续以利亚的工作。
Because his work was to continue the work of Elijah.
那从九章的十四节到二十九节。
So, in chapter 9, verses 14 to 29.
哦，这个在记载一个被鬼附着的人来求主医治的。
This passage describes a healing of a demon-possessed man.
哦，那是谁来求主耶稣来医治呢？
And who came to plead with Jesus for healing?
哦，我们如果看十七节。
If we look at verse 17.
众人中间有一个人回答说，夫子，我带着我的儿子到你这里来，他被哑巴的鬼附着，所以，啊，这是父亲为着孩子来求恩典。
So here it was the father asking Jesus for blessings for his child.
哦，那下面说他被哑巴鬼附着。
And following it says that he was possessed with a spirit that was mute.
哦，所以哑巴可能是一种肉体上的疾病。
So this so being mute might be a physical illness.
哦，但是当时他们了解这是魔鬼的工作。
But at that time, they recognized this as the work of the devil.
哦，所以后来主耶稣把鬼赶出去，这个人就开始会讲话了。
So once the demon was cast out, then the son was able to begin speaking.
哦，所以，不管这个是肉体的病，或是魔鬼附身，主耶稣都能够医治。
So no matter the type of illness, Jesus is able to heal.
那主耶稣，这个父亲哦，来求主耶稣两个问题。
So this father came to Jesus with two questions.
啊，如果我们看二十二节。
If we look at verse 22.
啊，鬼屡次把他扔在火里、水里，要灭他。你们若能做什么，求你怜悯我们，帮助我们。所以这里他求主耶稣怜悯我们。
So here he asked Jesus to have compassion on us.
表示他真的是很可怜啊，需要主的怜悯。
So it shows that he really was pitiful and he needed the compassion of Jesus.
所以他的儿子生病啊，不止他儿子受苦。
So the illness of his son did not only cause suffering for his son.
他的父母都受苦。
His parents were also suffering.
因为父母爱儿女啊。
Because parents love their children.
所以儿女受苦，父母也在受苦。
So when their children are suffering, the parents are also suffering.
那一个人受苦，全家都在受苦。
When one person suffers, then the entire family suffers.
但是这个父亲，他懂得在遇到苦难的时候来求告主耶稣。
But this father was able to understand that he had to call out to Jesus in his suffering.
所以今天，如果我们看到有人遇到苦难，包括教会的信徒。
So today, if we meet someone who is suffering, including our church members,
有时候我们常常觉得我们要想要帮忙，也真的没有办法帮忙什么。
Sometimes we really feel like even though we want to help, there's nothing much we can help with.
但是我们可以鼓励他，也可以帮助他，来到主的面前求神怜悯。
But we can encourage them and help them to come before Jesus to ask for compassion.
所以有时候礼拜六，我们看到有一些信徒，真的需要人帮忙。
So sometimes on Saturdays, we see some members who really need the help of others.
有的是肉体上，有的是灵性上。
Some are physical, some are spiritual.
最好的方法，就是谈了一段时间以后， 啊，跟他一起到教会会堂里面啊来祷告，求主怜悯。
But the best method is after some discussion, you bring them to the chapel to pray together and ask for the compassion of Jesus.
好像这个父亲哦，带这个孩子来到主的面前，求主怜悯。
Just like this father brought his child in front of the Lord to ask for mercy.
啊，所以他第一个问题哈，就是求主怜悯我们。
So his first request was for Jesus to have compassion on them.
好，那主耶稣告诉他得恩典的条件。
So Jesus tells him the requirement for receiving this grace.
23节。
In verse
23, 你若信，在信的人凡事都能。
If you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes.
所以条件就是你信吗？如果你信，哦，凡事都可以做。
So the requirement was, do you believe? And if you believe, then all things are possible.
哦，所以主愿意施怜悯，但是人需要有信。
So God is willing to have compassion, but humans need to have this belief.
但是这个孩子本身，啊，他被鬼附着，他不知道怎么做，但是所以父亲替孩子来求。
So when his child was being possessed with this demon, he did not know what to do, so this father came to plead in place of his child.
好，那24节哈，那这个孩子的父亲就向主求第二个事情。
So in verse 24, the father asks for a second thing.
我信，但我信不足，求主帮助。
Lord, I believe, help my unbelief.
如果我们看英文哦，有时候很难了解哦。前面说我相信，后面说帮助我的不信。
So sometimes when we look at this, it's quite confusing because in the first part it says, Lord, I believe, but in the second part it says, help my unbelief.
为什么信跟不信同时存在呢?
Why is it that belief and unbelief can coexist?
如果我们信主很久，我们大概啊，都相信主耶稣无所不能，医病赶鬼，死人复活，瞎子看见，瘸的走路，风海平静，什么都可以做。
After believing in Jesus for a while, we come to know that Jesus has all sorts of powers from calming the storms to healing all sorts of illnesses and diseases and casting out demons.
这只是我们头脑的知识上，哦，我们相信耶稣无所不能。
But oftentimes, this is limited to just our knowledge of Jesus being this almighty God.
但是等我们本身真的遇到问题，我们真的有那个真实的信心来投靠神吗？这是一个大问题。
But in our lives, if we really come to face a challenge and we're deciding whether or not to rely on Jesus, then this is where the problem comes.
如果我们真的有那个活泼的信心来信靠神，我们就会有体验。
When we really have this fervent heart to rely and experience God, then we will be able to have this deep experience.
所以这里才讲，我信不足，求主帮助，帮助我的不信。
So that is why here it says, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief.
所以我们要求主加添，让我们有活泼的信心来信靠神。
So we need to ask God to increase our faith so that we can believe in God.
那接下去，我们就看到他们在讨论，为什么门徒没有办法赶鬼。
And so in the next part, the disciples try to discuss on why they can't cast out Satan.
我们看28节。
So let us look at verse 28.
耶稣进的屋子，门徒就暗暗地问他说，我们为什么不能赶出他去呢？
And when he had come into the house, his disciples asked him privately, why could we not cast it out?
那主耶稣的回答是什么？
And what was the response of Jesus?
说非用祷告啊，这类的鬼总不能出去。
He said to them, "This kind can come out by nothing but prayer and fasting."
Yeah, 那所以有这个古卷哦，有加上 fasting 禁止祷告，很有能力。
So prayer and fasting is very powerful.
啊，所以啊，一个人祷告如果还不能发生功效哦，下一步考虑就是禁食。
So if you are praying and you feel like it is not effective, then the next step you can try is to fast.
那圣经说禁食就是在神面前刻苦己心。
And the Bible tells us that fasting is to come before God in a contrite and distressed heart.
因为本来哈我们饮食饱足满心喜乐，这是神的恩典。
Because to have our daily bread and to have our heart fulfilled, this is the blessing of God.
但是我们为着表明我们在神面前很诚恳的心，把这种饮食的快乐也暂时把它舍弃。
And in order to make this plea to God, if we make a temporary pause to this this fulfillment that we get from our food.
所以这个禁食本身是要在神面前表达我们的诚心。
Then this defines fasting, and this fasting is a way we can express the sincerity of our hearts.
所以禁食祷告大有功效。
So prayer and fasting is very powerful.
不但鬼可以赶出去，有时候有的得不到圣灵，禁食祷告得圣灵。
Not only can demons be cast out, but there are some people who, after praying and fasting, they are able to receive the Holy Spirit.
有禁食祷告，罪得赦免。
And there are people who, after prayer and fasting, their sins are forgiven.
所以禁食祷告很有功效。
So fasting and prayer is very effective.
好，那从30节开始。
So starting from verse 30.
一直到37节。
Up until verse 37.
这个也是在讲主耶稣的第二次的预言。
Here it talks about the second prediction of Jesus.
就是他要死，要复活。
Which is that he will die and resurrect.
那也是在讲门徒的回应。
And it also describes the reaction of the disciples.
那如果我们用常理来想主耶稣是老师那门徒是学生。
So if we think in terms of status, we can see that the Lord was this master and the disciples were the followers.
所以当老师在讲我要被杀，要三天复活，那32节门徒听不懂，但是又不敢问。
And so when this teacher, Jesus, was speaking that he would die and resurrect on the third day, the disciples did not understand, but they were afraid to ask.
那听不懂，所以我们就看到33节以后他们门徒到底在争什么。
And because they did not understand, let us look at verse 33 and what the disciples were disputing about.
就是在争论谁伟大。
They were disputing about who was the greatest.
他如果听得懂的话他应该会求神帮助我们，所以我们真的能够跟着你的脚踪来做。
So if they really understood the words of God, then they would have asked Jesus to give them the strength to follow the example of Jesus.
所以他听不懂，所以他就问在争论谁为大。
But because they did not understand, they disputed among themselves about who was the greatest.
那 主耶稣就问哈，如果看33节哈，你在路上争论是什么呢？
And on the road, Jesus asked them, "What is it that you are disputing among yourselves about?"
其实主耶稣什么都知道啊。
But in reality, Jesus knows everything.
哦，那34节哦，门徒不作声了，为什么？这个在主的面前，这个是一种羞耻啊。
But the disciples, they kept silent because disputing about this in front of the Lord is very embarrassing.
好，那主耶稣就教导他们。
So Jesus teaches them.
哦，所以35节。
In verse 35.
哦，有人愿意做首的，他必做众人的幕后，做众人的用人。
If anyone desires to be first, he shall be last of all and servant of all.
啊，其实在灵界里面，主耶稣就是头啊。
So in the spiritual realm, Jesus is the head.
啊，所以主耶稣来，我来不是要受人服侍，我来是要服侍人，舍命做多人的赎价。
And that is why Jesus says that he came not to be served, but to serve and to be a ransom for many.
那这个门徒不明白啊，所以就主耶稣告诉他啊，你如果要做头啊，你要做最后的，然后服侍别人。
And so the disciples did not understand this, so Jesus taught them that if anyone desires to be first, he shall be last of all.
所以我们在教会里面哦，什么是效法耶稣？效法耶稣就是往下降，然后去洗人的脚，服侍别人。
So in the church, we strive to follow Jesus and to be like Jesus. And what it means to be like Jesus is to lower ourselves.
啊，那如果大家都这样做哦，往下降服侍别人，教会很和睦。
And if everyone follows this example of lowering themselves and serving others, then the church will be very united.
啊，但是如果我们不愿意往下降。
But if we are unwilling to lower ourselves,
只是想说谁比较大
and we only continuously think about who is the greatest,
那这个教会就乱起来
then the church will become very disorganized.
那就没有平安了
and there will be no peace.
啊，所以效法主耶稣哦，这是一生的榜样
So,Following the example of Jesus is something that we need to do our entire lives.
从35节到37节，主耶稣就告诉他们，如果36节，就抱过一个小孩子。
So in verses 35 and 37, in verse 36, Jesus took a little child.
37节。
And verse 37.
为我的名接待一个像小孩子就接待我。凡接待我的不是接待我，那是接待那差我来的。
So Jesus says that whoever receives one of these little children in my name receives me, and whoever receives me receives not me, but him who sent me.
那为什么说接待一个孩子，用这个做开始。
So why does Jesus start with saying that whoever receives one of these little children?
第一个哦，小孩子，他没有什么，他不懂得回报啊。你对他好，他也不会回报。
So the first reason is because children do not know how to repay you for what you have done. So.They do not know how to understand to give back.
那第二个，小孩子也没有什么利用的价值。
And the second is that children do not have any value that you can use.
啊，所以如果为着神的名来接待，这个真的就是出于信心了。
So, if we really want to receive someone in the Lord, then this is done out of faith.
所以我们今天在教会里面在侍奉神不是因为我可以得到什么好处。
So today we serve God in the church not because we can receive any benefits.
那乃是因为为着神的名。
But rather it is for the name of God.
那这样我们就可以去服侍别人接待别人。
And in this way, we can serve others.
那我们就可以啊，从神得到赏赐。
And we can receive these rewards from God.
啊，那这个就是啊，出于真正的信心。
And this is done out of true faith.
啊，所以主耶稣每走过一个地方啊，都产生很大的影响。
So every time Jesus traveled to a certain place, it brought about a great reaction and effect.
啊，因为他所做的事情哦，非常的有能力，所以很多人啊得到恩典。
Because he brought great power and many people received his blessings.
啊，他讲的话非常有智慧权柄。
The words that he spoke were full of wisdom and authority.
啊，所以会改变很多人的心。
So they transformed the hearts of many.
啊，因此主耶稣走过的地方啊，很多人都改变。
So wherever Jesus walked, many people were transformed.
啊，我们现在一起来默祷。
So let us bow our heads and pray in silence.